You know, Shawnee, I think we always strive to be the best, don't we? I think that's something that's good. We should always strive to be the best. You know, I think there are a lot of really good airports around the country, too. But the Wayne County Airport Authority certainly has separated Detroit Metro along with aside from everybody else. And they are one of the best in the country. So the Wayne County Airport Authority, of course, they operate Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport. They're hosting a job fair on behalf of their concessionaries this morning. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson here to tell us more. And I believe, Lloyd, this great report from J.D. Power about the job that they're doing at Metro. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. The job fair gets underway this morning at 10 a.m. It goes until 2 this afternoon at the Nomads building that's located at 10100 Middle Belt Road in Romulus. Management teams from several airport concessionaires will be on site interviewing candidates for both full and part-time positions in the airport terminals. The full list of opportunities are on the Detroit Metro website. That's metroairport.com/employment. Erica Donerson is spokesperson for the Detroit Metro Airport. She says the pandemic caused challenges in supplies and staffing.
Now that the airline traffic is picking back up, we're starting to see more customers in our terminals. We need to make sure that our food and beverage and retail locations are fully staffed so we can meet the needs of our customers, because that's always our top priority. Besides safety, we're always trying to make sure our customers have a positive experience.
And Donerson explains the qualifications and what you'll need to bring to the job fair this morning.
You will need to be at least 18 years old. And also, we need you to bring two pieces of identification. So that's a valid state-issued driver's license or ID card, and your original birth certificate or social security card. That will allow our concessionaires to interview you on site and fill out the necessary paperwork so that the next step then will be to offer you a position, and then you will get the required background check. And that is necessary to actually hold a job here at the airport.
I also asked Donerson about Detroit Metro's third place ranking in the latest J.D. Power Airport Customer Satisfaction Survey.
We're going to continue working hard to improve the customer experience, but we're glad that some of the things we're doing are being noticed by our customers. And of course, our goal will always be to achieve the highest ranking, because that means we will be meeting and exceeding our customers' expectations on a regular basis.
And Chris, back in 2019, Detroit Metro earned a first place ranking in the J.D. Power survey, and Donerson says they are striving to achieve that goal again.
It's a good goal to achieve, and I think it's great that we're amongst the top five in the country, that we're in that mix, because, again, a lot of big metropolitan airports around the country do a nice job, but I think that really speaks to the job that they do at Wayne County. Lloyd, with the job fair, obviously that means they are looking for people. They were a little bit understaffed, I think, throughout the pandemic when flights started coming back. Where are they at on that now? Obviously the hiring is needed, but are they in a better position than they were earlier?
Well, they're in a better position now that customers are coming back, but they still need a little backup of the full and part-time people, you know, because they're getting, you know, those passengers through the terminals now, and they just need that. They had a shortage of staffing, and they had supply chain problems all through the pandemic. That has improved, but they still need, you know, more people, more candidates to fill those full and part-time positions. And, you know, as she told you, there is a lot that you have to go through. You know, you have to go through a background check and all of that.
You can't just walk in and fill out an application.
No, absolutely not. So, but, you know, they, in the J.D. Power survey, some of the things that they did really good in was the on-time flights. Their flights, you know, left and got in on time. That was, you know, very high, that they ranked very high on that. They also ranked very high in cleanliness of the airport itself, the terminals, the bathrooms, and also the customer service from their concessionaires. So they want to keep that going. And those are the types of people that they want to hire today at the job fair from 10 to 2 at the Nomads building. That's at 10100 Middle Belt Road in Romulus.
I think it bears repeating, fellas, as well. I mean, just how blessed we are to have an airport like the airport that we have, because, you know, I don't know how much you guys travel, and we're in this day where there aren't a lot of direct flights anymore, pretty much anywhere.
Right.
You go to some of these airports. It is amazing. Plain as the nose on your face, the difference in the efficiency that we see at Metro.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I was just in there in July, and let me tell you, it was just amazing. The customer service is amazing. The people at the concessions are amazing. That new digital board that they have up there in the McNamara terminal, where once you scan your ticket, it shows you on the board, you know, where, you know, it tells you your name, shows you where your gate is, and no one else can see it. Even though you could be standing next to three or four people, they can't see your name and where you're going, and you can't see theirs either. But it's up there. It's great technology, you know, and this is, you know, they're just doing a very good job. They get 33 million people through that airport each year.
Crazy. Mm. Yeah. I mean, there's a number of airports that just, like, Newark stinks, Orlando stinks, but big hubs that there's a lot of activity through.
Yeah.
I think it's great that Detroit's on the top of the good list, because we certainly need that. And when we travel, we appreciate it. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
You just flew too. You were just on vacation.
Yep.
You didn't drive down to the Keys, did you?
Can I add to the Philly stinks?
Stinks.
Atlanta stinks.
Oh, God.
Dallas, Fort Worth stinks.
Yeah.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, no, I agree. Your flights were all good?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Worked out well.
So you were in Savannah recently, then you were down in the Keys, and everything, no problems.
Well, when I go elsewhere, I'm not just saying this. I'm not being PC. It is amazing how efficient things are at Metro.
No, I agree. All right, more to come on the Paul W. Smith Show. Next, it's the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. More on WJR.